This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where many people, in fact, most Americans, believe that the greatest threat to our greatness at the moment is not the Russian aggression in Ukraine. It is not the discussion of the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. It's not even the debate about the claims of a stolen election in 2020. The biggest threat to the country right now, certainly the biggest issue in poll after poll after poll before the electorate, is inflation. Why? Well, because it impacts everybody, and you can see it every day you buy almost anything. So how do you fix it? There's a great line in the new book, Inflation, by Steve Forbes with Nathan Lewis and Elizabeth Ames. There's a great line in there where Steve Forbes asks, how do governments control inflation? And he says, mostly very badly. So we deserve something better than that here in the United States. Steve Forbes needs no introduction. He is a two-time, very credible, very substantive presidential candidate, the head of Forbes Publishing, and the author of numerous best-selling books. His book, new book, Inflation, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. So, Steve, what country has done the most notable job of coping with the problem of inflation?
Well, over history, you've had several. Unfortunately, as you indicated, most governments do it very badly, scapegoating and things like that, not getting to the source. But amazingly, we did it in the early 1980s, extremely painfully, after the terrible inflation of the 1970s, under Ronald Reagan and Paul Volcker, who was the head of the Federal Reserve at the time. Broke the back of inflation that had sent interest rates to 21%, prices rising 13 to 15% a year, far worse than what we've been experiencing so far this time, and they killed it. After World War II, both Germany and Japan had hyperinflations. They ended it when they tied it to the gold-backed dollar, so it can be done. But most of the time, nations simply blame others. We point out in Roman times they blame Christians. In medieval times they blame witches. President Nixon in the early 70s blamed Arabs, greedy oil producers. Today, Joe Biden belabors the oil industry, blames meat packers, chicken processors, everybody but the government.
And one of the questions here about inflation is to what extent it's linked to the spend-a-thon, the runaway spending that has taken place under Joe Biden. With the support of the narrow majorities he's been able to scrape together in Congress, do you think that if spending were brought under control quickly, immediately, that it would help to stop or maybe even roll back some of the inflation?
Well, yes, because when we have that kind of binge spending, as we saw in the past year, how was it financed? A lot of it was financed by the Federal Reserve buying government bonds. How did they pay for those bonds? By creating money out of thin air. The Fed will call up a dealer like Goldman Sachs and say, we want to buy $1 billion of government bonds. Goldman says, fine, here are the bonds. And how does the Fed pay for them? They credit Goldman's account with $1 billion. Where do they get that money? Out of thin air. They just create it. It's the ultimate ATM. So spending itself doesn't do it. It's how they finance it that does it. And so, as the book points out, there are two kinds of inflation. One is what we've just been discussing, the government creating too much money, undermining its value, devaluing the dollar. That hurts, and that's the most dangerous one long term. The other kind is non-monetary inflation. That is things like you have a bad weather, a drought, or a bad government policy like rent controls, which hurts new construction, which sends prices up ultimately, or what we've been going through with the pandemic and its aftermath, disrupting very intricate global supply chains. And unfortunately, Michael, this government has made that supply chain, that non-monetary inflation worse by waging war against the oil and gas industry, putting in numerous new regulations which artificially raise the cost. So you're getting it on both sides, both on the government raising costs and the Federal Reserve undermining the dollar.
Is there a way you think that, because again, the polling is stunning, is by far inflation is listed by American electorate as the number one issue facing this election. Joe Biden seems to be offering nothing beyond his initial response, which is this is just transitory, it's only temporary. Now he's saying it's somebody else's fault, it's Vladimir Putin's fault. Is there a way that a Republican message could be clear and comprehensible about fixing this?
Well, I think so. Two things. One is leave the economy alone. Stop putting artificial burdens on it. Stop artificially raising the price of gasoline and the like. And number two, or in parallel, tell the Federal Reserve to stop trashing the dollar. Preserve the integrity of the dollar. We've done it before. Stop printing the money. In fact, they should start selling some of those bonds they bought, reduce the money supply. And so you have a stable dollar, as we saw in the 80s, combined with low tax rates, which this administration seems oblivious to, and this economy would take off like a rocket. The American people are as entrepreneurial as ever. But every time we start to crawl out of this slowdown from the pandemic, by golly, the administration comes and slaps something else on. And they make gestures saying, oh, we're going to fight gasoline prices and stuff like that. But they don't remove the barriers to producing more oil and gas. I mean, we had Biden before the Ukrainian invasion begging Putin to increase his oil output.
And
how nutty is that and immoral?
Well, there is that, of course, and there's plenty of nuttiness around. A number of people, including yourself in the book, you mentioned the possibility for some countries stricken with inflation being able to expedite the recovery by returning to a gold standard. And you say, and it's actually a surprise to read it, and the book is called Inflation. It's by Steve Forbes and colleagues. And you say that it's actually more doable, less unthinkable than people might suspect to return the country to a gold standard. Is that a viable option?
The answer is yes. Unfortunately, the economics profession has a version of cancel culture. They refuse to even consider a gold standard, even though for 180 years of our existence, we had a gold standard from the 1790s to the early 1970s. And during that time, the United States, in having a stable money is crucial. We had the greatest economic growth rates in history. In the 50s and 60s, when we had a gold standard, we averaged over 4% a year. Since we went off the gold standard, those growth rates have fallen by a third. So going from 4.25% down to 2.5%, 2.75% doesn't sound like much, but you do that over 50 years and it is devastating. For example, median household income today is about $67,000-$68,000. If we'd maintained our historic growth rates, which we did under a gold standard, that median household income would be $110,000.
That's extraordinary. We will get back to more ideas and implications with the author of Inflation, not the reality, but the book. That's Steve Forbes with Nathan Lewis and Elizabeth Ames, posted at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with Steve Forbes. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the new book by Steve Forbes is called Inflation. And when you recognize how long it takes to put a book together and to get it published, there's actually a little bit of prophecy here in bringing this book out at this moment, when largely because of the gas prices that everybody knows about and feels, Americans list inflation as the number one problem facing the United States of America. We're just talking for a moment about the gold standard and how well that worked for the United States when it was there, and the economy hasn't totally cratered since then, but it has definitely slowed down. So, Steve, do you believe that a candidate running for president today or running for U.S. Senator could get traction on calling for a gold standard, or is that ship sailed?
No, I think it can happen. It's going to take a lot of patience because, unfortunately, in the economics profession, it's just enshrouded in myth. And the reason you go to a gold standard is very basic. It keeps its intrinsic value better than anything else on earth. Not perfect, but better than anything else. Silver, copper, whatever. And so it's like a yardstick. And all the gold standard means is that dollar keeps a very stable value. Used to be, it's hard to believe today, $35 an ounce. So you could today set it at $1,900 or $2,000 an ounce. It's very simple. When it goes above $2,000, you reduce the money supply. If it goes below $2,000, you increase the money supply. As we point out in the book, it's very, very simple. But they've enshrouded myth that it causes depressions, locusts, acne. I mean, it's amazing. But it works. And I think the key is just getting a discussion again, taking out the way the cancel culture and economics and saying, okay, you may think it's not a good idea. Let's have a debate. Let's see what the virtues are, what the downside is. And I think that would be a very healthy debate. And even if you don't go to a gold standard, I mean, Alan Greenspan for years followed the gold price when he was ahead of the reserve. Very closely. So we didn't have a formal standard, but until the late 90s, for about 12 years, we had an informal one. Unfortunately, he lost sight of it around 2000 when gold started to move up. He didn't react to it. But it has credence. So it's a measure of gold is like that yardstick. It's like a ruler with 12 inches or a clock with 60 minutes. And money works best when it has a fixed value, just like you don't have to worry about when you buy a gallon of gasoline. It doesn't change size each day. You buy a pound of cheese, you don't have to worry whether it's 16 ounces one day, 18 the next, 12 the day after. Well, money works best when it has a fixed value. Always has.
When we were grappling with inflation before, and you tell this story in the book, and the book, again, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, You were talking about the success that was enjoyed by Paul Volcker, who was head of the Federal Reserve, and by President Reagan, but that came after a very painful increase in interest and a resulting recession that also caused severe losses to the Republicans in the off-year election of 1982, which many people forget about. Reagan came back, of course, and won a landslide victory in 84. Is there any likelihood, in other words, if we go into a recession, which many people are foreseeing, could that
right.
actually end up being a blessing for Joe Biden, do you think, who's struggling with his presidency now by making it look
no,
like...
I don't think so. Going back to Volcker and Reagan, the reason that recession in the early 80s was so severe was that the government did not effectively fight inflation for 12 or 14 years. So it took something absolutely drastic to finally curb it. If we had done like we could do today, some very basic measures like stop increasing the money supply, you could do it fairly easily without a gut-wrenching recession. Part of the problem with the Fed, as we explain in the book, is that it believes you fight inflation not by keeping a stable value of the dollar, but by increasing unemployment. That's why you hear all this talk about, oh, can we get a soft landing? That's Fed speak for slowing the economy down. They think people buying things causes inflation. And so they hope they can increase inflation a little bit and curb the price increases. But you don't have to throw people out of work. All you have to do is, again, have a stable value for the dollar. And the sooner you do it, the easier it is. So you have two kinds of inflations, again. One, when you have disruptions like we had from the pandemic. If you leave the economy alone, it will heal itself and recover. But unfortunately, Washington's not doing that. And the Federal Reserve preserving the integrity, the stable value of the dollar. And you don't have to jack up interest rates to the stratosphere, but that's what they're doing already. The 30-year mortgage has gone from 2.5% to over 5%. As you know, most people have floating mortgages, and when those rates are reset, a lot of people are going to find, oops, we're getting squeezed, not just in the shopping mall or the pump, gas pump, but the monthly mortgage payment's suddenly going to be taking a move upward.
What about the tax rate and the bracket creep, which was part of the problem last time, and this being tax season, and you being one of the leading promoters of the idea of a flat tax and tax simplification, which would save so much time and money for so many Americans? Isn't one of the problems for inflation that a lot of middle-class people will find their taxes going up even if they don't raise the rates because they'll be in higher brackets?
That's right. And even though they supposedly adjust the brackets for inflation, I guarantee you with the prices in the marketplace going up, even if your salary goes up, it's not going to match what for most people what is happening in the marketplace. But also, even with the adjustments, you still end up paying more taxes. So, yes, your tax burden is going to go up. You're going to pay more for buying things. And also, because people don't really understand why this is happening, they see it happening, they're confused by it, and it leads to anxiety, worry, and politicians jump on it by scapegoating.
Oh, well, this is book is anything but that. It actually gives you a deeper understanding of the history, the causes, and the future for inflation. Inflation, what it is, why it's bad, and how to fix it by Steve Forbes, Nathan Lewis, and Elizabeth Ames. Steve, it's always great to speak to you, and actually your clarity, I think, gives a lot of Americans a great deal of hope. Is there hope because of Elon Musk taking over Twitter? We'll talk about that epical event or non-event coming up on the MedVet Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the role of ports in U.S. commerce. Biden visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority at Portsmouth Harbor and talked about supply chain bottlenecks related to the COVID pandemic. Border Patrol has been overrun with illegal immigrants as large groups continue to cross into the United States through the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and describes how many illegal immigrants may be trying to get into the country this year.
When you look at the first 6 months in this fiscal year alone, 1.2 million apprehensions. We're on pace for 2.4. That's going to shatter last year's records. And the months just keep getting worse. So I would say that by the end of this fiscal year, we're actually going to be around 2.8 million apprehensions.
Wow.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show, is it the end of civilization as we know it? Is it a threat comparable to Putin's autocracy and butchery that Elon Musk is continuing his complicated, faltering, and wildly controversial effort to take over Twitter? And what is this really about? Katie Tour of MSNBC says this is one of the biggest issues facing the world right now. This is clip 10. Listen.
There are real and devastating consequences for using that platform to lie. And we've seen it. We've seen it happen. I wonder... You know, when talking about this, it's kind of funny. Oh, Elon wants to buy it, but
sure,
there are massive life and globe altering consequences for just letting people run wild on the thing.
Globe altering consequences to letting people run wild on the thing. there's this. There's a piece in the Bulwark, by Jonathan Last. And he doesn't have the same, I think, estimation about the significance of Elon Musk taking over Twitter. He says, let's pretend just for a moment that Twitter decided to sell and Elon Musk was the sole private owner of that hell site starting tomorrow. Would Musk make Twitter either awesome or awful? The answer is, how would anyone be able to tell? Twitter, he says, is the worst place on Earth. The antimatter universe, analog to Disney World. It is a virtual space where kindness, reason, manners, intelligence, style, and productivity go to die. There's no reason that anyone, anywhere, should be on Twitter unless they work in a field where having access to information a few minutes ahead of the general public is a necessity. For anyone else, literally every man, woman, and bot in America, life would be materially improved by getting off Twitter. And then part of what he says is concerning this question about censorship on Twitter and what's going to be allowed into Twitter or not. He he makes a case saying that Twitter is so corrupt and so negative that it makes no difference at all who actually is running it. He says, Twitter mobs can't hurt bad actors. They only punish innocents or people who make one-off mistakes. Justine Sacco had her life ruined by Twitter. A guy like Mike Cernovich will never pay any sort of price for saying vile things on Twitter. The interesting thing to me about all of this is the question of how much and over what you will have censorship. You can't have no censorship at all, because obviously there are legal liabilities if you put on, for instance, child pornography or the advocacy of pedophilia. Those are things you can't do in America right now. Is that going to change? Should it change? There is this also on the other side, and this is another conservative point of view, Jonathan V. Last, who says there's no reason for anyone to ever be on Twitter, is one point of view. Another point of view from a distinguished conservative who's been a frequent guest on this show, from Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review. He says, a year after being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Elon Musk is attempting to acquire Twitter. To listen to Musk's critics, you'd believe it's an act almost on a par with Hitler invading Poland not long after being named Time's Man of the Year in 1938. A writer for the left-wing website Salon worried that a Musk takeover Twitter would enable fascism in America. A New York University journalism professor lamented that the posting on Twitter with a threat of Musk looming like a partying, it would be like, feels like partying at a Berlin nightclub at the twilight of Weimar Germany, in other words, just before the Nazi takeover. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich warned, this is what oligarchy looks like, and so on and on. In fact, there is this Danielle Moody, who is a Democratic strategist, who also was speaking on NBC, and talking about the danger of Elon Musk. Listen, clip 19.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Elon Musk is a danger to Twitter and to freedom of speech. He has been known to say some of the most transphobic and homophobic things to his millions of followers. So creating an arena for hate, to me, that's what that sounds like, an opportunity for him to have no consequences, to have no flags, for people just to be able to do whatever it is and say whatever they want, with regardless of what kind of harm that it causes. So I think that this is something that folks really need to be paying attention to, because I think that Elon Musk buying Twitter or creating this quote-unquote arena would be problematic.
Okay, it's so difficult, the level of overstatement. And then again, some of the conservative statements about how glorious this change would be. Given the fact that there are so many alternatives to Twitter, even now, before Elon Musk is there, would it really be a dawning of a new age of public discourse showing an improvement? Senator Ted Cruz seems to think so. This is Senator Cruz, clip 21.
This battle right now between Elon Musk and Twitter, I think it is one of the most important moments for free speech in decades. This is a testing moment where big tech keeps getting more and more brazen, saying we can control everything you say, we can control everything you hear, we can control everything in your feed, we can control everything you listen, we can silence every view we don't like, we can only amplify the views we like. And suddenly Elon Musk came in and is threatening to tip over the apple cart.
Okay, again, the idea that there are no competitors for Facebook and Twitter right now is blind. And remember, Trump was going to be doing one himself, what is it, Truth Social, which hasn't worked out so well. But the idea that Twitter is such a necessary and vital item in our personal lives and in our collective consciousness. Kevin O'Leary had this to say. This is clip 17.
The biggest risk for shareholders here, whether you believe in the free speech issue or not, is if Musk goes away. Then they're back in the same miserable place they are now. You know, there's Dante's hell. At the very bottom of that is Twitter. This has been a horrific place to try and grow a business. It needs change. It needs the whacking stick. It needs everybody cleaned out of there. And I think, frankly, if you ask me about free speech and who should be canceled, who's not, the reason this thing is underperformed is they've tried to do this curation by canceling voices and losing millions of followers. This is an abysmal performance.
Okay, again, what he suggests is, again, what I think most people would instinctively suggest, which is let the market work. The best solution for bad speech is more speech, not trying to get the government to control it. 1-800-955-1776. So what is it exactly that Elon Musk has said that should make him somehow unsuitable as an owner for Twitter, which has hardly been something that most people would say that has improved understanding and communication and a sense of community in our society? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with more.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show with all of the controversy about social media here in the United States and the standards and censorship and free speech, there's something that is going on involving the free market that you probably know about, but you should know more about because it could actually benefit you a great deal. And that is the idea of high tech and continuing success of high tech and high tech startups and the kinds of breakthroughs that make sometimes even those aspects of our life that we take for granted now seem dated because they involve a more exciting and broader future. And that's why you ought to go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and you can get every week sent to you the very latest in high-tech startups here in the United States, and particularly the startups in what's been called Startup Nation, Israel. The opportunity for investments that can change your life for the better, even with a relatively small amounts to invest are very, very real. Go to the label for Our Crowd, the banner that is there on our website at michaelmedved.com, and get free the latest information on the kinds of companies that are proposing to change our world for the better. And look, Jonathan Last has a strong feeling about what really is involved with Twitter. He says people are worried and some people are excited about Musk bringing all of the mouth-breathing racists, the neo-Nazis, and assorted deplorables back from Gab and Parler and Getter and welcoming them into Twitter. Well, would this be bad for the average user's experience? Probably. Would you, as a power user of Twitter, even notice the effect of such a change? I kind of doubt it. Look at it this way, he writes. Being a regular participant on Twitter is the equivalent of drinking a cocktail made of liquid plumber and battery acid every day. Would that cocktail be worse if someone also peed in it? Well, I guess it would in some sort of theoretical metaphysical sense, he writes, but your GI tract would know the difference. It's getting destroyed either way. And even if Elon Musk bought Twitter, which again he probably isn't going to do, writes Jonathan Last, he wouldn't be able to do to the platform what everybody fears and hopes, because you cannot run a mass audience social platform without some sort of content moderation. Do away with all the moderation and you get 4chan. You must have some form of moderation, otherwise the users leave. Is that wrong? Is that outrageous? Brian Stelter, a commentator on media for CNN, says that allowing free speech, so-called, on Twitter would be disastrous. Why? Here's what he had to say, clip 15.
Over the weekend, the Twitter board adopting a so-called poison pill provision, trying to drive Musk back from his hostile takeover bid. The poison pill would essentially release more shares at a cheaper price to other shareholders. That would make a takeover a lot less desirable for Musk, since his stake would be diluted. The tech titan spent a lot of the weekend trolling Twitter right on Twitter, in one case amplifying a suggestion that his bid would only be rejected if the system is rigged. We've seen that kind of rhetoric before. It's very Trumpian.
Twitter stock is up. They put the poison pill, as you mentioned, on Friday. That was a stock market holiday, so the market was not closed. So the market was closed. So this is the first time we're seeing investors' reactions to the pill, and they seem to like it, which indicates they are not necessarily in Elon Musk's camp.
No, people don't want to play in the gutter. Most people don't want to send out their kids to play in the gutter. Twitter's tried to clean it up somewhat. Still a lot of complaints from a lot of people about how Twitter does that. And I think if you're a random user that gets suspended for no good reason, you feel that, and that's a big deal, and that's a big problem. But the argument that makes Twitter more chaotic would seem to be a losing argument from an investor point of view.
Okay, and then rockstar Greg Tomlin asked a question about the dangerous views that we keep hearing being imputed to Elon Musk. And there is this. In a recent interview, he talked about what the greatest threat to civilization really was in his eyes. And no, it wasn't the takeover or domination of social media by one particular point of view. Here is what the man of the year from last year and the man of the hour right now in terms of controversy actually had to say. Clip 18.
Pull the camera back and just think you're a father now of seven surviving kids.
I'm trying to set a good example because the birth rate on Earth is so low that we're facing civilizational collapse unless the birth rate returns to a sustainable level.
Yeah, you've talked about this a lot, that depopulation is a big problem, and we
yes.
People don't understand.
Population collapse is one of the biggest threats to the future of human civilization, and that is what is going on right now.
You know, he's of course right about that, and that is a point of view that actually should be out there and promoted. Just to end this, the idea that Elon Musk is going to go forward and be able to make this huge change in our lives by taking over Twitter, I think it's number one, unlikely, and number two, not nearly as significant as people suggest. And has the deplatforming of Donald Trump, which of course is the most controversial thing that Twitter has ever done, has that hurt that business? Probably. Has that changed the political world? Has it changed Donald Trump's viability at all? No, it's given him encouragement in trying to start his own media alternatives, and we will see how that is supposed to go. But I do think that when Rich Lowry ends his piece, and it is entitled In Defense of Elon Musk, he points out Musk, a kind of libertarian who has a puckish sense of humor and willingness to defy authority, just ask the SEC, rejects this thoughtless and often cowardly conformity that Rich Lowry sees with social media in general. Like podcaster Joe Rogan, another recent target of progressive ire, his fundamental offense is being uncategorizable and willing to question conventional wisdom. Like Dave Chappelle or J.K. Rowling, he's too rich and famous to be canceled or cowed. To be more precise, he's the richest man in the world, who enjoys a public fight and genuinely disdains the censors and the scolds. All of this makes him a very dangerous man indeed, and perhaps just the guy to make the statement against intimidation and in favor of free speech that the moment so desperately needs. Now, concerning the dangers of free speech, there is a big article, a very lengthy article that is nuanced and detailed and well-researched. It appeared in the Seattle Times. The headline is "The Culture War's Next Frontier: Public Libraries." And it starts by talking about a 54-year-old local church volunteer in Texas who says it came to, she wrote into her local library saying, "It came to my attention a few weeks ago that pornographic filth has been discovered at the Llano Library. I'm not advocating for any book to be censored, but to be relocated to the adult section," she wrote. "It is the only way I can think of to prohibit censorship of books I do agree with, mainly the Bible. If more radicals come to town and want to use the fact that we censored these books against us." The books that she wanted behind the counter included bestsellers like Between the World and Me by journalist Ta-Nehisi Coates, an exploration of the country's history written as a letter to his adolescent son. Not long ago, the county's chief librarian sent a list to Suzette Baker, head of one of the library's three branches. And the point about this is that there are people who are wanting to limit the kind of books that are also on the list of books to be not used for curriculum studies, at least according to a lot of the people that object to CRT. Is this a liberty-destroying urge of censorship, or a necessary response from the public? We will get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.